Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
Upskilled.
Masterclass.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading the 8th episode of the Upskilled Masterclass. My name's Ralph Tucker. Today, we'll be chatting with one of our recently appointed student ambassadors who'll take us through their individual experience of doing one of Upskilled's courses. We hope by them sharing their journey and learning experience, other students will take great benefit from it. We'll be talking to real students with real challenges, sharing real stories. Today, we'll be joined by Kara Baragwanath. Welcome to the Upskilled Masterclass, Kara, and congratulations on being named as an Upskilled Student Ambassador.
Thanks so much. It's such an honour to be here.
First of all, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what age you are, and what you do for work?
Yeah, sure. So I'm 23. I live in Adelaide. I'm not working at this stage, but I'm about to do some more study with TAFE.
What course did you do with Upskilled?
I did the Diploma of Human Resources Management.
And what made you choose that particular course?
I think there were lots of things that helped me to decide. I'm forever learning and wanting to study. So after doing a certificate in business admin, I just kind of wanted to move up and specialise. At the time of enrolling, I was working in admin and part of my role was helping out the HR department. I'd always had an interest there and I liked the fact that the role allowed you to work so closely with people.
Why did you pick Upskilled to do your qualification?
I'd actually been thinking about study for a while, but in the end, the thing that won me over with Upskilled was actually the student support team. I felt like they understood what a big decision it was to study, not just with money, but also with time. And as I studied correspondence, I also knew that I had to take my time to decide, and they were really open about answering my questions and giving me time to think.
Were you always confident about being able to do well at the course, or did you have any doubts along the way?
I think I always knew that I was going to be able to finish, but I was worried about how much I'd struggle with it being correspondent.
And what was the issue that you thought that you'd have with correspondence?
Because with correspondence, you're not in class, so you've kind of got to keep yourself accountable. But I managed to pick up some time management skills like the Pomodoro technique and spacing out my day, which helped.
Can you tell us about the Pomodoro technique?
Yeah, sure. So my experience is that you study for about 20 minutes and then have a break for 10 minutes. So in the beginning of doing my course, I just kind of went hard at it for a few hours. But after a while, I learned kind of what suited me best.
When did you think you were starting to make real progress with your studies?
The first module was definitely the hardest, but I knew that and my tutor told me that. So I think once I'd finished the first module, then I kind of had a bit of flow going and found it a lot easier to keep to a routine and knock down more assessments.
What were the major factors that encouraged you to keep going?
Making progress. I think just little bits. Every time it was just a little assignment. I used to joke that I'd have chocolate as a reward because that would just be something little that I could use to kind of keep me motivated and keep me progressing on.
So what do you think your biggest challenges were with your studies?
I actually have some health issues and they flared up a lot while I was studying. So it was a bit of a balance to try and negotiate that with assignments.
And how did you get over the top of that? How were you able to put the health issues to one side and continue studying?
I think that I'd probably have to say my tutor. She was the one that was able to keep me going, able to give me some flexibility with some deadlines. And because I was keeping her up to date with how I was going, she was able to allow that flexibility for me. She was very supportive from the word go. It was much more than a tutor relationship. I felt like she was always very encouraging. She was able to give me some extensions in my deadlines, which helped relieve some of the pressure. And then keeping in contact with her on a regular basis helped me keep accountable so that I could just progress as slowly or as quickly as I could.
What was the response from your family when you said you were going to do this course? Were they very supportive of everything that you were trying to do?
I think so. I've always been studying for as long as I can remember, so there was kind of no surprise there that I wanted to enrol in another course.
And what were you able to use in a positive way in your work and also your life?
I actually had to stop working because of my health issues, but I was doing some volunteer work, or am doing some volunteer work with Beyond Blue. So being able to use human resources and business in mental health has been really helpful, such as like discrimination in the workforce and being able to talk to your manager. It's also been great in being able to like pick up on things like in the news and just general day-to-day conversations.
And you did the course online. How did you find that?
I found it great. They introduced Facebook groups while I was studying, and I think that that added to the sense of community and reduced the sense of isolation that often comes with studying online.
And what kind of things did the Facebook group do to help you?
I think just knowing that there were other people who was in the same boat as I was, so lots of people who are studying online, working at your own pace, other people who will have barriers to studying too, and then being able to like chat to different students and share articles or news and talk about the module that we're on.
So it gave you a feeling that you were part of a larger student community.
Absolutely. We were all there to celebrate each other's successes when they'd finished modules, and then if they were struggling with questions, we could all help each other out.
You mentioned there that you received some great tutoring. How was the Upskilled student support team? And I would imagine they were of great assistance to you, given the fact that you've mentioned that you had a few health issues along the way as well.
Yes, they were great assistance. I've studied with other colleges in the past, but I think I really generally felt that Upskilled went above and beyond in supporting me to finish my diploma.
And you definitely now think that your career prospects have improved by going through this particular course?
Absolutely. I haven't yet applied for work, but I hope that when I do, it'll just be smooth sailing.
And you also think that your own personal development has improved as a result of having this experience?
I do. There were lots of concepts in the course. Initially, when I applied for HR, I thought it was just about recruitment, like hiring and firing. And I think that's a lot of what people think about HR. But then when I delved into the course, I was surprised to learn how in-depth it really was.
And how do you think you've improved as a person as a result of doing this course with Upskilled?
I've been told that I'm much more confident, even though that's probably not coming across in the podcast. I think in general, just being able to know that I can complete things, even with a number of personal barriers, has probably been the biggest accomplishment there.
Learning to put your trust in other people like you did with your Upskilled trainer has also probably been beneficial in that personal development area.
Absolutely, yes. It's so important to have a support team to keep on going.
Would you ever consider doing another course with Upskilled?
I would. I haven't ruled it out. If they were to offer another course that was similar to what I wanted, then I'd be up for it.
And finally, before we wrap things up, you've been very generous with your time today, Kara, but what advice would you give to any other students considering doing a course with Upskilled?
Number one was don't be afraid to ask all the questions. I think that people who have listened to this podcast might not have been studying in a while or have been out of the field. So I think just kind of starting with the questions and just starting is probably the most important thing. Be open to opportunities. And number two is find out what drives you. It can be pretty daunting studying from home initially. So it really comes back to the motivation of why do you want to study, because that's what's going to keep you going.
Okay, Kari, thanks very much for your time today. Your experience and sharing your experience with us has been, I'm sure, very beneficial to other prospective students who will be looking to do Upskilled courses in the future. Congratulations again on being appointed an Upskilled Student Ambassador.
Thank you so much.
There she is, Kara Bhagwanath. What an inspiring story. Thanks for taking the time out to listen today. If you've got any questions or feedback, please head to the website upskilled.edu.au. Don't forget, you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also leave us a rating or review on iTunes, which would be greatly appreciated. If you really enjoyed our podcast today with our student ambassador, Kara Bhagwanath, please tell a friend. I'm Ralph Tucker. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. And we'll catch you next time on the Upskilled Masterclass.
Upskilled.
Upskilled.
Masterclass.